What? Did I hear that right? My, my, my. My darling devoted little paladin wants the ring of suggestion. No, no, of course you can have it. I'm just surprised that you knew of it. I'm impressed. Many ignore the subtleties of magic. They think of the elements, the explosions, the spectacle. But there's tremendous power in wielding magic gently, because no one ever expects it. Here, I'll place the ring on your finger. May I have your hand? The gemstone on it will bring out the color in your eyes. It's wonderful to see you out of your armor, you know. To feel the hands that are usually trapped inside the gauntlets. Now, you'll feel a slight wash of magic come over you. There. Do you feel attuned? Bear in mind, the ring can be used only once every 24 hours, but you can use it right away. You'll hear a small melody and then speak your intention clearly. The suggestion is always going to take root. It's a wonderful little trinket, and I hope it serves you well. Now I suppose I should say goodbye, since you'll be leaving tonight. Excuse me. What was I saying? That you don't need to leave tonight. Of course you don't. I don't know why I said that. You can leave in the morning. Besides, you have to join me in my rooms for a nightcap later. We haven't had any time together in so long, and I've missed you. I am feeling a bit strange, though. Please excuse me. I need to lay down. Enjoy the rest of the gallery. I'll see you tonight. Good work! See? I told you. I was right about the magical items. So you believe me? I bet if we work quickly, we could end her and then... You don't believe me. About her. Right. I don't have any proof. I guess that makes sense. I'm sorry, you're the first glimmer of hope I've had in years. I'm trying not to get carried away, but it's intoxicating. Being excited for the future, seeing something different on the horizon tomorrow. You're intoxicating. And you're obviously a person with a lot of conviction. I'm impressed. People love to talk about paladins, but mostly they just want to talk about their armor or their gods. Not what they stand for or what they believe in. But you're the real deal. No matter what happens, I'm glad you're here. Because I got to talk to you, and I got to meet you. Thank you. Listen, I know what I'm saying is true. I know the sorceress you work for is very dangerous. And I don't mind if you need to investigate, because you'll find proof what I'm saying is true. I know it. Yeah? That's what you're going to do, isn't it? Find proof. When you join her for a nightcap soon? I think it's a good plan. Just please be careful. She killed my father by poisoning him. Don't eat anything she offers you. Being trapped here for so long made me give up on the gods. But I'll pray for your safety tonight. I won't stop praying until I see you again, okay? You're the closest thing I've had to a friend. All right, I guess it's time for you to get ready for your date. I know she likes dry red wine. And you remember what I said about her necklace, right? It contains a lot of her magic. You can't use that ring for another day, so you have to be careful. I'm sorry if this is improper, but I'd like to blow you a kiss. For luck. Is that okay? There, you got it. Thank you, my paladin, and good luck. If I were you, I'd unlace the front of my shirt just a little bit. You know, in case you have to seduce her. Maybe you should do that now, so I can give you feedback. Yeah, that's it. Oh, come in, my paladin. Look at you. You're delicious in plain clothing. Is your shirt open a bit? It's a beautiful touch, but you certainly don't have to. All the shirts in the world can't hide those muscles you have from swinging your sword around. Or mace, whatever it is you use. When you're a sorceress, weapons kind of blur together. But I digress. Please, have a seat. I had the cook whip us up a little something sweet for our nightcap. How do you feel about a macaroon cookie or two? Excellent. You deserve a little treat. Ah, you want to feed me one? Of course. I'll open wide. Delicious. And I'm flattered. You watch me eat and drink so intently. Here, help yourself as well. I'll pour you some wine. It's a beautiful white. I propose a toast to our contract being fruitful. Thanks to you and your gods for blessing me with your presence tonight. A question before we raise our glasses. Of course. What are the motives of the rebels you've been fighting? I confess I haven't spent as much time looking into their reasons as I should have. I'm not a royal, I'm just a noblewoman with a great deal of land to manage. I have an army and one general, but there's no spymaster here. I believe some of them think I'm a demon, I assumed that always had something to do with it. Why? Why do you ask? That's such a curious question. You've been fighting these people more than I have. What could have prompted this? There's something different about you. You've always been warm towards me before, but now you seem guarded. You know, I don't have a spy master because I'm not bad when it comes to reading people. Especially paladins who don't normally tell lies. I felt quite foggy after I gave you that ring. Didn't I come find you in the gallery because I wanted to tell you something? And you... you aren't drinking your wine. I better put mine down, too. I'll need both hands for this. Unhand me! I am a noble of this house under the protection of your church. I am appointed by the Empress. This is... it's like pushing up against a slab of granite. Stop. I can't cast a spell like this, so... let's talk, okay? Wait, why are you grabbing my necklace? Ah, I see you've thrown it across the room. Very clever, paladin. I should have known something was wrong when you refused to eat before I did. What are you going to do with me? An informal execution? No. No, you're not that brutal, are you? I see confusion in your eyes. You aren't sure what to do now. You want something from me, so let's keep talking, okay? No one has to get hurt, and this could all be a misunderstanding. Besides, you're a paladin. You don't want to murder a defenseless woman in cold blood. You want a lawful trial, don't you? Let me catch my breath. Yes, you can keep your hand around my throat. You've won, obviously. Though I did picture something like this for the rest of the evening. At least the part about being breathless and at your mercy. What turned you against me? Was I too forward? Too inappropriate towards a chaste member of a holy order? Ruling a land is a very lonely existence. I don't think you'd judge me so harshly if you knew what it was like. No? Then what was it? Who poured poison in your ear about me? Was it the rebellion? No. No, your knowledge about my necklace was so intimate. Who betrayed me? Who told you to act against me? The painting in my gallery. Have you gone mad? I'm serious. What do you mean it spoke to you? I see, and this Lady Muse told you that I murdered her father? I did no such thing. That painting is over 100 years old. It's been in the castle forever. I just stuck it in the gallery because I liked the frame. You're not going to believe me, but it's very hard to find a frame that size in gold. You're telling me the subject in it is alive? No. It must be an enchantment. It can't truly be a living person who is trapped. I have no lies for you, my paladin. I inherited my land and titles from my father and his mother before him. It sounds like there's an enchantment on this painting, or a demon has taken a hold of it. Honestly, I'm a little insulted that you think I'm old enough to pull off a stunt like that. Do you think I'm a vampire? When you returned from the field this morning, I saw you in the sunroom. You should give me a kiss and check for fangs. It's the least you could do for ruining our evening together. Come on. There's no need to be shy. I'm at your mercy. See? No fangs. Not a vampire. Now, what are we going to do about this painting? If it's a curse, I might be able to free her, assuming she was living to begin with. Should we head back to the gallery?